Welcome, good moms. If you ever doubt that you're a good mom, you are in the right place. I am Jodi Schilling, mom of four and a former educator. And on this podcast, we talk about all the hard topics. We talk about the pressures and the demands that are placed on moms, and more importantly, how to get past all of that so you can do you. Let's define good mom on your terms. Hi, moms. Welcome to episode 43. I'm going to talk about balance, and I'm talking about it as dynamic. It's a new way of thinking about balance. So have you ever thought that balance is this elusive thing that you constantly are aware of and always want to try to get? If you are like most moms, you probably think that way. Like, it's just always in our mind. Like, I just wish I had balance. I just wish, you know, I can get things done at work, but if I do, then everything falls apart at home. Or if I'm taking care of one situation with one kid, it seems like then the other kids need more of me and I can't meet the needs of all the kids. Or constantly are like, I can keep the house clean, but I'm going to end up looking terrible, right? Like, it's either the house or me. We can't both look good. So I have this new idea called dynamic balance that I want to share with you. And it just turns the whole concept of balance on its head. And it's been really useful for me in my life. So let me explain what I mean by dynamic balance. Dynamic means that it's changing, right? And what I think is that I think balance was kind of placed upon us partly through patriarchy and our culture as moms with this idea of us having to do all of these things out of responsibility, and then we're supposed to feel good about it in some way, right? Like, being in service of others goes back to even before being a mom, just being a girl and that whole concept. But then as a mom, we really take it to the next level. And so then this idea about balance became a story that has been told over and over again. And any thought or story that we think over and over again becomes a belief. And then our brain wants to prove that belief true. And just the way that the brain works, but it's kind of like something that we accept. Like, balance is something everybody should want, right? It's something that is a good thing. To feel balanced is a good thing. And it's a good goal to strive for balance. And then we'll just feel better if we achieve balance, then we will feel better, right? And so it's just this idea that it's something out there that we need to get to. And it makes us feel like we're in scarcity to get to it, right? Like, we don't have it now and we need to get to it. So this idea of dynamic balance is that balance already exists, because it does. It exists everywhere in nature and in, you know, life in general. Everything just seems to balance out. And I say everything, and I know that I'm already going to like hit a bunch of people who are like, no, it doesn't. Like, there's so much injustice in the world and all this other. And I agree. I totally agree that we definitely have big problems to solve in the areas of social justice, for example. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the ebb and flow in nature of the tides in the ocean, for example, and the cycles of the moon and the life cycles that any ecosystem goes through, with even the life cycle of a tree. So that's what I mean by dynamic balance, that there's a lot in nature that is naturally happening. And I think that there's also in our relationships, for example, with other people, I think that that is another place where there's a balance that is happening kind of out of our consciousness a lot of times. I've seen it happen firsthand for me. And that's where I started to realize this idea where maybe it's okay that things are quote unquote out of balance, because that's where the way they're supposed to be, to show us the contrast, right? To show us the what we really want. And so having this feeling of being out of balance is giving us the awareness that we want to be more in a place where it's, I guess you could call it from dissatisfaction to satisfaction. But I think that taking this idea that balance is what we need to get to satisfaction is, that's a useful way to think about it. And so when I think that this is the part in my life, this is the time in my life right now where it's a little bit out of balance or out of alignment, that just reveals to me that I'm not being who I want to be right now. I'm not honoring what I want right now. And that's okay. And then just knowing that, just like a teeter-totter, that, you know, it's going to go up on one side and down on the other, and then it's going to reverse, and that this is kind of always in motion, right? It's always happening for us. I think what is so painful is when we feel like we're stuck on the downside of the teeter-totter, right? And we seek that balance of being back on the upswing. And so I think that we're supposed to feel that nudge. I think it's a nudge for us to make a change in our life, but it's good. It's a good thing. It's a good reminder. But if we don't have to focus on getting to balance and we can just enjoy the ride, and just when we are in that downside, when we're feeling that dissatisfaction, we can, instead of being so much, you know, in a rush to get out of that, we can accept that that's where it's at, and that it is naturally going to change, and it's going to go the other direction again. And when we trust that, when we just trust that balance is already happening, then we're not constantly chasing this idea that we have to do all the things to get balance. If any of you are like me and you've ever felt like there's these glorious little moments in time where you want to sing hallelujah because you feel like, oh my gosh, I've achieved it right now in this moment. Like it feels like I have, you know, most of my chores, or I don't think I've personally ever had 100% of everything done in terms of my house and, you know, everything like that. But I've come very close to feeling like my house is clean, my bills are paid, my kids are healthy, I have a good job, I have whatever. And just like those moments of gratitude where you're just like, yes, you know, I can just enjoy right now, even if it's just one little moment in time, I can enjoy it right now. I can just enjoy it. And I think that if we're constantly thinking, yeah, but I still don't have this done, or yeah, but this is not up to speed in my life, then we get ourselves right back out of balance that much quicker. The more we can just stay in the space of, yeah, you know, this is where I'm at right now, and I'm just going to enjoy where I'm at. Now, again, I know there's exceptions to this, but I think the other idea that I want to incorporate here for you, and maybe this is the one that will pull it together for you the most and kind of crystallize it, is that, yes, there are going to be negative circumstances in our life, no matter what, right? I mean, even when we have those glorious moments of gratitude and we feel like things are just beautiful all the way around, a lot of that is the way that we are choosing to think about it. Because as we have learned over and over, our experience of our life, no matter what the circumstances are based on our thoughts about that. And so the more that we can have thoughts about our experience, and we can be in the moment of them, of those experiences, with acceptance and with just a, I want to say neutrality at first, but we can do better than feeling neutral. It's just what we have to realize is it's our choice. If we want to feel devastated when we have something bad happen, then yes, we should feel it. We just have to know that that's what we're choosing to feel. And then if we want to feel neutral about something and like say it's an offhand comment from somebody or something like that, and we just don't want to spend negative energy there, right? We want to have neutral, but we also don't feel like we want to feel positive about it. But we still get to choose, right? And so this whole idea about balance, what we can do is we can choose to say, yeah, I live a balanced life, or we can say balance isn't even something I worry about. I trust that balance is happening naturally in my life. And those are just two options. But then you can also think, you know, I do like striving for balance, and I'm going to continue to do that. And I like that. And I like my reason for it. That's okay too. All I want you to see is that your decision about whether you feel like your life is in balance or not, or your attention to this idea of balance, is all in your control. It's the way you want to think about it, and it's your choice. So I personally am just choosing that dynamic balance is at play all the time, and I am willing to ride that teeter-totter up and down, and I'm going to be aware that when I'm feeling like I'm in the downside and I'm stuck there, that I'm the one who's thinking that, right? I can change the way I think about balance or think about any concept in my life or any circumstance in my life, and I can change my experience of it by the way I think of it. So I'm thinking about balance as if it's a dynamic force that's always at play in the world, and I can influence it by the way I think about it. I hope that when you think that you're out of balance or you have so many things to do, that you can realize that that's your choice, that you are thinking of it that way. And you don't have to think of it that way. You can take balance off of your plate and say, that's not the way I want to think about balance anymore. I'd like to think about balance differently, and or not have it be an issue or an expenditure of my thoughts and energy anymore. So I hope that helps you. And I will be back here next week. Post a message to me on social media, or you can go to my website and reach out to me there. I have a contact form, and you can find me anywhere online at goodmomcoach.com or at goodmomcoach on social media. See you next week. If you like this podcast, please rate and review so we can spread the word to other moms who are going through the same thing. You can also find me over on Instagram. You'll find links to my website there, information about my coaching program, and free resources. Thank you again for joining me. Have a great week, and please rate and review.